It's been decades since cities embarked on huge public housing projects. Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters of Los Angeles says as projects are torn down, developers mix low-income housing with market-rate units.
What we have discovered is we don't know what happened to the people who can't get back in to those units. So this is a new direction in the funding care and development of public housing in entire neighborhoods.
An estimated 200,000 public housing units have disappeared since 1995. The Waters bill would require a one-for-one replacement of any low-income unit that's demolished. The measure includes nearly $600 million in grants to help build new public housing. It also includes money for a job training program for home health care workers. The House Financial Services Committee approved the bill this week. In Washington, Kitty Feldy, 89.3 KPCC.